You, the commissioners, have come from afar to listen to our grievances. My heart is glad, and I shall hide nothing from you. I understood that you were coming down to see us. I moved away from those disposed for war, and I also came along to see you. The Kiowas and Comanches have not been fighting. We were away down south when we heard you were coming to see us. The Cheyennes are those who have been fighting with you. They did it in broad daylight so that all could see them. If I had been fighting, I would have done it by day and not in the dark. 2 years ago, I made peace with Generals Harney, Sanborn, and Colonel Leavenworth at the mouth of the Little Arkansas. That peace I have never broken. Where the grass was growing in the spring, a large body of soldiers came along on the Santa Fe Road. I had not done anything, and therefore I was not afraid. All the chiefs of the Kiowas and Comanches and Arapahoes are here today. They have come to listen to good words. We have been waiting here a long time to see you and are getting tired. All the land south of the Arkansas belongs to the Kiowas and Comanches, and I don't want to give away any of it. I love the land and the buffalo, and will not part with it. I want you to understand well what I say. Write it on paper. Let the great father see it, and let me hear what he has to say. I want you to understand also that the Kiowas and Comanches don't want to fight and have not been fighting since we made the treaty. I hear a great deal of good talk from the gentlemen whom the great father sends us, but they never do what they say. I don't want any of the medicine lodges within the country. I want the children raised as I was. When I make peace, it is a long and lasting one. There is no end to it. We thank you for your presence. All the headmen and braves are happy. They will do what you want them, for they know you are doing the best you can. I and they will do our best also. When I look upon you, I know you are all big chiefs. While you are in this country, we go to sleep happy and are not afraid. I have heard that you intend to settle us on a reservation near the mountains. I don't want to settle. I love to roam over the prairies. There I feel free and happy. And when we settle down, we grow pale and die. I have laid aside my lance, bow, and shield, and yet I feel safe in your presence. I have told you the truth. I have no little lies hid about me. But I don't know how it is with the commissioners. Are they as clear as I am? A long time ago, this land belonged to our fathers. But when I go up to the river, I see camps of soldiers on its banks. These soldiers cut down my timber. They kill my buffalo. And when I see that, my heart feels like bursting. I feel sorry. I have spoken.